This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there because they are completely free. That is freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about education here in a moment, but first we're going to the phones to Australia land. It's Richard on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day,
Richard, yes.
And also, I haven't forgotten about your show, Liberty Conspiracy at Gardner. I just haven't been awake at appropriate time yet.
No problem, my friend.
And I'm also calling from the Give Me Liberty Bar in Second Life. Just
that's fantastic.
This Newt Gingrich's attack on the First Amendment that we were talking about the last hour.
Yes, sir.
I was just listening to that, and I noticed you'd also mentioned it too. I was just doing a bit of pod cramming from last week, and I was thinking that this sort of stuff was what I was told and was scared about when I was told about the communists as a child, being told you can't say what you want, you can't go where you want, and you can't do what you want. And it just struck me that it's that same type of evil just creeping in.
Yes, but it's okay as long as you don't call yourself a communist. It's apparently okay in the United States to implement those very same rules.
Well, apparently, and I suppose the problem for me is that it tends to, whatever you guys do, it tends to creep over into our laws, yeah. And we end up suffering the same thing. So that's why I also find this particularly scary. The value of the AMP program, if I can give that a little bit of a plug, did come home to me as I was listening to the podcast from last week, because I thought, even though I'm not going down to New Hampshire and there's little I can do on this side, at least I know I can sit back there and say, well, part of the message on what people such as Gingrich is doing with the First Amendment, I'm helping in a little way to get that out. So for people who haven't considered signing up to the AMP program, seriously consider it. It's money worth spent.
Well, I really appreciate the plug, Richard. Did you have any other thoughts for us?
No, look, that was it. Just short and sharp. So I'll catch you later.
Hey, Richard, thanks a lot for the call, brother, and give our regards to everybody down under, man.
Cheerio.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. Wait, they don't say cheerio in down under, do they?
No, they say good day, mate. Good on ya.
Wait, you say good day when you say hello, and then good on ya, goodbye?
I don't know. I don't know if it makes much of a difference. Good on
ya. He's already off the phone, so we can't ask him.
Yeah, but, you know, I really like what Richard had to say there. I looked over at Wayne as he was talking about the communist thing, because I hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it all of a sudden I got this sinking feeling like, yeah, you know what, man? That's right on the money. I had the same thoughts when I was a teenager.
And it's about time, right? I mean, they've implemented the Communist Manifesto, what, 8 of the 10 planks, like 7.5 of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, almost fully implemented here in the United States, so it seems like the next logical step.
Do you remember the series? Oh, go ahead, Wayne.
I was going to say, all those things that he said were things they used to use to justify the Cold War and all the money we were spending on missiles to keep us safe from the Russians, the evil Russians, and the red Chinese.
Yeah.
And now we're becoming the very thing that we feared the most.
Well, I was going to say, you remember the TV series The Prisoner, of course, with Patrick McGoohan. And I'm sure Richard down in Australia, you know, he's probably seen it numerous times. Maybe he has it on DVD. Any libertarian ought to pick that up, especially the second to last episode. There's a point in the series when Patrick McGoohan, number 6, who always wants to affirm his individuality, mm-hmm. is stuck in this place called The Village. There are all these other trapped spies who are there. They all have numbers. And one guy approaches him. He's from another country. It might even be number 2 who approaches him, and he says, "You see, it doesn't matter who you think is in charge. When you become enough like us, that's when everything will be fine." And
when you get rid of your individuality,
yeah. When your country, when your people give up enough of their rights, enough of their individuality, mm-hmm. then it won't matter. We won't have these struggles, and everything will be just fine. And it was just, it's very scary.
Go with the flow.
Yeah. And it's very troubling. And I think also, just one thing to point out, you talk about the AMP program. I like the idea, and this is something that the Republican Party in the state of New Hampshire is experiencing here, and they should really wake up. They're wondering what issues they should choose to discuss and to speak out about. And I say, look, this guy approached me from the Republican Party, and he said, look, how can we get your help? And I was like, listen, You stick to principle. You always stick to principle. And any time your opponents go out with something that is against your principle, you bring it up.
Yeah. Well, there's only one issue.
Speaking is worth it.
And the politics, the people in politics today, the Republicans and Democrats, are always just sort of nitpicking and infighting over these political footballs, essentially,
right.
which aren't the real issue. The real issue is force or not.
Right on.
And, of course, the Republicans support force and the Democrats support force. And I think it's our job, and I've said this before, it's our job as libertarians or liberty-minded individuals to give people the choice, to make the choice crystal clear in their mind. You are either going to choose to support force on your friends and family members through government, or you're going to choose to support alternative voluntary options
right.
to that force. That's what the issue is, every time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that in mind, we go on to education. Wayne, there's a big man with a lot of money who's got a few things to say about education in the United States. Are people listening, and what is it?
Well, as you know, a lot of people love to hate Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is Bill Gates, but he, for a long time, has had a foundation with his wife, and he's been speaking out against the current condition of education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And he's correct in many ways.
It's dismal.
It's very bad. That's why there's so many homeschoolers now.
Yeah. Right.
And the number of homeschoolers, I was shocked to see the chart. If you look at the chart, it's just shocking. It's almost straight up.
That's great. Although sad commentary on the public school system, government schools.
My wife homeschools. It costs us as a family a lot of income. She can't go out and work because she mm-hmm. homeschools, but we've made that choice.
Yeah.
But Bill Gates put together a so-called blue ribbon panel of both Democrats and Republicans, people in the business world, people in the educational world, and came up with a few suggestions and recommendations for the educational system.
Okay.
Some of them I agree with, and you may too, and some I disagreed with.
Mm.
One is he really focused on high schools a lot and how worthless high schools have become.
Well, they've shown that kids tend to learn and absorb the educational curriculum a lot better in the educational or the elementary levels, and then as they get older, the quality of the education declines.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably rightly so that he's focusing.
The longer they're in the government system, the worse off.
Not to say the elementary schools are great or anything like that. It's just that they still learn more. They're still excited about education at that point. And then by the time they're in middle school, they start to hate it. And then by the time they're in high school, they want to be everywhere else but in high school.
They're bored stiff.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are in study halls and skipping class. And they don't learn much. Even back when I went to high school, senior year, a couple of the guys were so bored, they actually blew up the guardhouse in front of our high school. They blew it up. Because they had put it there senior year so that people wouldn't leave the school so much.
Right.
Oh my God.
And these guys blew it up.
So
wow.
What are the suggestions, Wayne?
So anyway, well, first of all, they suggest that high school should only be 2 years. But it should be year-round because they feel that over the summertime, there's a sort of a loss of momentum in learning. Over the summer, then you kind of have to start all over again to get ramp them back up again in September.
Yeah.
So that well,
there have been schools that have tried that.
Yes, absolutely. But that's one of the major suggestions they have. And
okay.
That way, the second of the four, or I'm sorry, the third and fourth year that they normally would be going to high school, they could be preparing either in a trade school or a college preparatory school, and then possibly do better and maybe get into a college and maybe. Better prepare themselves for life.
Well, it's an interesting proposal. And, you know, I'd love to see some trial schools where they might try this privately and see how it goes.
Right, and I think that's the important point about all of this. And I still want to hear what the other suggestions are, but I'm sure that none of them, and I'm just guessing here, I'm sure that none of the suggestions are, let's get the government out of education. Because,
well,
I mean, you can twist and modify and make a change here and change. Okay, we're going to make it a year-round government school now. It's still government school, run by bureaucrats who are unaccountable, run by people who don't have access to market signals.
Yeah.
They may have angry parents from time to time, but they don't care. It doesn't matter to them. They don't have to adjust their curriculum for a few angry parents. And we're going to get back into this, to more of this, when we come back. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Your thoughts, are you a parent? And if so, you're certainly welcome to chime in with your horror stories about what has happened in government schools to your kids, or maybe to you when you were back in government schools, or whatever's on your mind. You take control, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Want to be more popular than Santa at holiday festivities? While you're standing under the mistletoe, wow fellow partiers with this automotive version of the name game. When I come back.
Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scott Shop towel. Scott Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scott Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Heck with those reindeer games, Rudolph. This automotive name game will impress even Vixen. Fiat isn't the name of a person, but of the Italian company that makes cars. Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino, F-I-A-T. Volkswagen is German for people's car. Mercedes, as in Mercedes-Benz, was a daughter of the consul who had rights to sell Daimler's cars in several European countries. And Volvo is Latin for I roll. Now, happy mistletoeing. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Vanguard.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. They're completely free. And if you want to get kept up to date with what's going on with the show, then head over to updates.freetalklive.com to get on our handy-dandy email list. That's updates.freetalklive.com, and you will be in the loop. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Look, are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And I think some people considering that there's only less than 2 weeks now remaining in the first 1,000 pledge time frame. Like, you've got until the end of this month, December 31st, to sign on to the first 1,000 pledge. I think some people are finally realizing that now would be a good time to sign up, because we have seen a spike in sign-ups recently. That's good, but if it spikes up and then goes back down, that's not so good. So we need to keep that pace. We need to keep increasing the amount of signers and get 1,000 people to agree to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project by the end of 2008. That's what the first 1,000 pledge is. We've already got a couple hundred people that have moved here already, adding to the ranks of the few hundred people that are already sort of activists in here in New Hampshire. And as more people come in, things are just going to get more and more exciting. I mean, you came in here tonight, Gardner, and you were like, wow, man, it's so great that you guys are here, and we just had this UN flag burn over the weekend, the third annual UN flag burn.
It's just so much, you know, I grew up swinging around on vines in Amherst, New Hampshire, you know, and my friends and I know what the state used to be like. You know, it was real down roots, libertarian philosophy, and things have changed a little bit, but there's still a lot of hope for New Hampshire.
Right. The reinforcements are on the way.
Yeah.
The organizations are being formed. They're actually already out there, a number of them, NHfree.com, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So there's political organizations, there's apolitical organizations. Whatever it is that floats your boat about the liberty movement, there are people here that agree with you
Free State
and that want to work with you.
Amazing. You know, and they have meetings. Somebody moves in, Wayne, you know about this, somebody moves in, all of a sudden the people are there to help them out. They're moving into a new house,
people are helping
them move. It's so cool. It's like the old-style barn burning that you saw in Witness or something like that. I mean, not barn burn, barn raising, you know.
That's actually going on down in Winchester.
It's fantastic.
We were there. There really are Free State Project members going and building a barn, for real. It's happening.
It's so cool. It's so good. And, of course, when you get to associate with people, you know, we're talking off the air, Wayne's bringing stuff up, I'm like, oh, yeah, man, great memory, you know, or just recognizing the intellectual capacity of somebody else with whom you're speaking.
It's amazing.
So refreshing.
Right, it's amazing.
So nice.
It's very unusual for me, and I'm starting to kind of get used to it at this point,
right.
But it's unusual to be around so many people who are of like mind. You don't have that where I come from down in Florida. Mm-hmm. In fact, if politics comes up, you usually walk away feeling disgusted, whereas here in New Hampshire, if you just encounter, let alone hanging around with Free Stater or liberty-oriented types, mm-hmm. the whole state sort of has a liberty-oriented slant to it. So if you're out in public and a conversation strikes up with some random stranger, there's the odds are good that he's packing heat and that he's very vehemently anti-tax and generally pro-freedom and anti-government. These are people you don't discover in California and Florida and Texas and other places. So it's just amazing what's going on here. FreeStateProject.org, the first 1,000 pledge. We're talking about schools. Bill Gates has some proposals. Actually, him and his blue ribbon panel or whatever have some proposals for the government school system. And we're going to get back into that. But Charles is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Charles. Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm sure you guys are probably getting tired of me calling you. But first off, I have to talk about what happened on Saturday's show. A guy that called in asking about where's the gun. Do you recall that, the guy who said that there's no gun ever in terms
of... Yeah, there was a guy who was in serious denial. We tried to handhold him through the the concept of, if you disobey the government, they're going to pull out guns and shoot you eventually, or threaten you.
Yes, the logic chain of it.
Right, he could not understand it. And when we held his hand through it, he came out saying that we were basically believing in a fantasy. Like,
what?
That was not possible.
Wow,
Go ahead. His real problem was that in terms of, he was talking about, I guess, the labor unions was his whole angle, but mm-hmm. he doesn't understand that when you're paying $30 an hour for unskilled labor, and that's about $100,000 a year to do a job that doesn't require any specialty, and you could just go in and basically do it, that's going to cause a problem when you're going to see some international competition.
That's right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He was bemoaning the fact that, jobs are going overseas.
Oh, man.
And hello?
You know, I don't know about you, Ian and Wayne and Charles, but, you know, when you try to explain to somebody that the whole key to a productive economy is to let you get more with your money, not less, and that the ability of employers to be able to get people who will work for less and produce more is good for an economy, no matter where they come from, whether they're shopping over to India by computer or bringing in illegal immigrants or legal immigrants, it doesn't make a difference. It helps the United States.
Yeah.
It's very hard for them to get it. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, he was totally off of it. What did you have about that, Charles?
I was just going to say, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
And getting paid $100,000 a year to do something where you don't need any necessary skill, it's pretty ridiculous. And I think that ties into the education system with what Bill Gates is trying to do. Now, I respect Bill Gates. I think he's done a great thing with that company. He has some of the best data structures that you could possibly do with operating systems. But the thing is, I don't think he really understands education when he failed out of college himself. As I recall, he failed out of a Harvard MBA school. So to hear him, I guess, give his opinion towards education, I find to be a little premature, since he's not exactly an expert when it comes to
education. Well, wait a minute. That's not fair. That's not fair. You don't have to go to 4 years of college to understand that the education system in this country is screwed up. I mean, I only went to two. And I think it's pretty obvious how screwed up it is.
I think anyone, even without college, can understand the education system is screwed up. But in terms of fixing it, you might need to have some background in education. That might be some useful skill
in terms
of making suggestions.
I see what you're saying. And as far as creating new educational structures, yeah, you might want to have some background in education. But at the on the same hand, I think that to suggest that the solution for education, as I have suggested several times, is to turn it over to the marketplace, you don't need to be an expert in that case, because I can sit here and advocate that all night and not know a darn thing about educating, because I know that if we turn education over to the marketplace and get it out of government's hands, then all of the people who do know something about educating, or the people who would like to at least try their hand at it so they can learn how to educate, would jump into the game in search of those wonderful profits that are out there waiting for them.
Yeah.
They jump into the game and create all sorts of different educational options.
I was going to say, it seems to me that Bill Gates is just an unhappy consumer of education, and that's why he dropped out. He felt he didn't need it. It was a waste of time, and he went off and did his own thing.
It's a good thing he did. Charles, any other thoughts?
Yeah, well, I'm going to respond to saying, okay, you know, you are correct. He really didn't need his education, as he turns out, because, he's worth $15 billion now. But from an ideological standpoint, I agree with you. It's a good thing to privatize the system. However, from a practicality standpoint, or from a logistics standpoint, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, here's an ideology, here's money, let's try and combine the two. There's a lot more that goes into it, and I don't think his recommendations that I've heard seem to be practical as of yet.
We're going to try to run down the rest of them here. We've only gotten through, I think, one or two of them. And Charles, thank you for the call. And I agree with what he's saying. It's not as easy to make the changes as it is to suggest them. That much is true. We're going to come back with more, though it is easy to get the government the heck out. It's simple, at least.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com. I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. As you can hear with us.
And Wayne.
And Card.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 900 pages of user-created content. That's right. Listeners like you created all of that, all of those pages. I didn't do anything to it.
Better shut that down. Newt Gingrich might not like it.
Yeah, well, since anyone can post there, old Newt and John McCain would like to shut it down.
That's right.
But it is open, and you can edit virtually anything that you see. So if you see something you want to change, then change it. It's up to you. Wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That is akidsjourney.com. Now, Wayne, you've got, speaking of kids, we're talking about education and Bill Gates and his blue ribbon panel of government bureaucrats that he put together.
Yes.
To make suggestions for the government education system. And we've gone through one of them. Can we just go ahead and go through the remainder of their ideas as to what we should change with the government education system?
For one, they also propose renegotiating the union contracts for the teachers.
More money.
Well, what they want is more merit-based pay, which isn't a bad idea.
Oh, really?
That's not a bad idea.
Now, how would that work?
Well, you have to define merit first.
That's an excellent point. Achieving certain goals could be fairly easy as long as you make the goals very easily attained.
Well, what we saw down in Florida, where I used to live, they have this mandatory test that everybody has to take at a certain grade level. I think it's like the 10th grade level. Yeah. Everyone is forced to take it. It's the FCAT is what it's called.
Right.
And depending on the score that cumulatively, collectively, the students get in that grade level, depending on the score they get, the school is ranked. And then whoever gets an A, for instance, gets extra money, and whoever gets an F gets less money. So the school has a financial interest to make their students very successful on this one test. And so the same thing will happen here. Essentially what happens is the teachers teach to the test. The teachers spend a lot of time teaching the kids what's going to be on the FCAT, how to take tests, so they can get the best scores they can possibly get. So that's all that you're going to see with this, with a government merit-based system, is there's going to be some lame-o, you know, some lame-o set of parameters, and the government teachers are going to waste all their time teaching to that one set of parameters, and nothing else is going to get taught in the class.
And guess what happens after they take the test, which is fairly early in the school year? They do Zippo the rest of the year. They drool and cry for mommy the rest of the year.
Wow. Yeah. So that's what's going on there.
Those standardized tests are interesting because a lot of people look at it as, well, you know, at least they're doing something different, which is they're getting rewarded for good behavior, and they're getting some sort of an incentive, whereas typically with government, when they fail, they get more money. You know,
right?
And so somebody says, "Well, that's actually a good idea," but unfortunately, that's the unfortunate problem. They get into this pattern where they teach to the test, and then the results, the parents are saying, "Well, are these kids really getting a well-rounded education?" It's very questionable.
Now,
again, a government system. What can you do?
Right. Well, in a more private system, in a free market education system, we can't even really envision exactly what would come about, but we can try.
Right.
And I would think that, for instance, kind of like in a, if you're at a retail establishment and you get good service from somebody, you go to the manager and say, "Hey, you know what? So-and-so Gardner at the cash register gave me really great service today."
Mm.
And the manager sort of, "Oh, yeah, okay, thanks for that." Makes a note, "Gardner, good service." And then, you know, a bunch of other people come in and say, "Yeah, that guy Gardner, he's really doing a great job."
And he's handsome, too.
Right, and bonus. And so eventually the manager's going to say, "Yeah, you know, Gardner's getting a lot of compliments. He's a really good employee.
Right.
I'm going to give him a raise."
Same thing with parents and their kids.
Exactly.
They, you know what? I'm really satisfied. Because when it comes down to, and this is I think, one of the important lessons to be learned, is as Bill Gates comes up with different proposals, and then that'll be sort of sifted through, and you'll hear different politicians coming up with their ideas and things like that. And what it comes down to is whether the parents are satisfied. And that ought to tell us something about how much we should rely on government versus how much we should rely on individuals, whether we have a free market-oriented society or we have a government regulation-oriented society. Because if we don't think that we can trust parents to make decisions about their own kids in a market-oriented education system, and instead we take the decision-making process out of the parents' hands and diffuse it with thousands of other people and their representatives and all the debates and all the unions and all the political pressures mm-hmm. that come into it, and we say that's going to be a better system, well, if we can't trust the parents to handle it themselves in the first place, how can we trust aggregated parents and some people who aren't even parents
it's ludicrous.
To make a better decision? It's insane.
Let's continue with the other points.
Well, the next point is they feel that private organizations can take a new role in helping schools and working with schools.
In what way?
Well, partnering. You know, here's the gray area here. When you read this, is that
sponsoring the football team isn't exactly what I'm looking for.
You're right. And the problem with some of these so-called public-private arrangements are that they get a little bit shady, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, the special favors for certain private businesses, they can come in and do something special, and then the town fathers will say, "Oh, well, we'll do this for you over at the school baseball park, or we'll do this for you here, or do this for you there. You'll get the first place in the town parade or something like that sort of deal. Or you'll get, we'd love to attract this business, and we'll change your zoning and allow the zoning in this particular part of town so that you can come in as long as you do X or Y for our mm-hmm. school." That sort of thing.
Or maybe some private company, like a pharmaceutical company, will partner with a school and give out free
free pills for your kids.
Free peppermint-flavored Prozac for your depressed kids.
That
Who
is
knows?
Very interesting. And,
yeah.
and unfortunately, the difference between the responsiveness for parents, if they were dissatisfied with something like that, it would be very difficult to change that in a government system. But in a private system, if you found that a private school was getting donations from some company or some board, you just pull your kids out. That's it. That's enough. You pull your kids out of a public school system like that, where maybe they have a great idea of this partnership with some sort of a private company to sort of defray certain costs for textbooks or something like that, and it turns out that they're also providing some magazine in the bookstore that parents don't like or something mm-hmm. like that. It's very, very difficult because now the government is attached to that money. They're also attached to the parents' taxes, and the parents, they have no choice unless they move away.
Yeah, I generally like the idea of going in a more private direction, but I just really think that we really need to stick to pushing for the principled solution, and that is to end government schools entirely. And I got on the air recently on a local talk show here in Keene, mm-hmm. and they were talking about this, and I sort of chimed in, and I said, well, you know, what's outrageous is, of course, this communist funding mentality that we have when it comes to government schools. I mean, everybody has to pay to send kids to school, whether or not they even have kids in the schools,
right,
or whether or not they like the schools that they're sending to. And the host came back with, well, you know, yeah, I understand everything, but we have a, it's one of the great things about this country is the gift. The gift of public schooling.
Oh, man. And what a bunch of crap.
This isn't a
gift.
You
know what? You know what gets me about that is we get this sort of blather all the time. If you're against government schools, you're not part of the community.
Yeah.
And they did that in The Prisoner.
You're anti-kid.
Absolutely. If you're antisocial, you're anti-kid. I can't even remember what they used in The Prisoner. It was something like anti-communitarian or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they made fun of it. This mentality that if you are in favor of people being able to use their own money voluntarily the way they want to, you are against the philosophy that undergirds the society here, which
right.
is so bogus. It's ridiculous.
It was outrageous to even suggest that government schools are a gift to children. Let me keep my money so I can really give my money on a voluntary basis.
And just look
kids.
At all the statistics with the SATs. They changed the SATs on a bell curve in the mid-90s because kids were doing so poorly, and they're still not doing any better. It's incredible.
They won't do better.
Scores are still flat. So
and as more federal government,
all.
There was a great graph in Harry Brown's book, Why Government Doesn't Work, where he juxtaposed the federal government's school budget for the Department of Education since like 1950 when it started or 1954. And that, of course, continues to go up.
Right.
And he also juxtaposed the test score graph as it continues to go down. Let's go to Marco in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Marco?
This is an issue very, very important to myself. I was in the public education system for pretty much all of my life until I was halfway through my freshman year, and had a problem with the faculty. It's a whole other story. But when I switched schools, I went to a private school.
I want to get the rest of your story. If it's important, you'll hang on. We'll come back to you. 800-259-9231, and it sounds important to me. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Guard.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They're completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their website, and we give it away, as you do on your site at libertyconspiracy.com.
Right on. You got it.
And it is .com, right? Not
.com. Yeah, okay. .com.
Very
yeah.
good. And so it's all free, freetalklive.com, though, of course, it does cost us money to put the site online. And in that to that end, we would appreciate your voluntary support by buying some stuff. In fact, Gardner, you came in here tonight. You saw me wearing my Free Talk Live hat.
Yeah.
And pretty sharp.
Very
huh?
cool. It's great.
Nice construction, too. Very nice quality items we have in the Free Talk Live store. Open for business at store.freetalklive.com. We got bowling shirts. We got T-shirts. We got a variety of different hats. You've yet to see the beanie style for when it's cold out.
Oh, I like that.
Got one of those. We've also got DVD classic archive collections from way, way back in our local days. And more, even a free marketeer flag. All there at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get some cool swag and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time.
And Ian, this is going out to Richard over in Australia. Richard, I want a Radio Birdman tube hat. I want that hat.
A tube hat?
Yeah, it's like I couldn't get it. I saw them down at the Middle East Cafe down in Boston. It was just unbelievable.
It's like a cat in the hat kind of thing?
It's, you know, it's a winter hat, you know, and it says black and has Radio Birdman on it.
Right
on. You know, I didn't have enough money to, so.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Yeah.
Got to have money to buy stuff.
There you go.
store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Marco in Michigan. Now, Marco, you said that you went to government school for a long time. You shifted over to private school, and you had a story for us.
Yeah, I guess it's a story. I was enrolled in this health class. You know, it's mandatory in ninth grade. Right. And it was actually more like a don't do drugs, don't have sex class.
Yeah.
But all the same, we had to write this paper and study on a drug and talk about the drug's effect and, like, what it did to you. And what I did was marijuana, and the paper that I turned in pretty much had everything to do with it. It's really not that bad. It's not a big deal, and I don't understand why it's illegal.
Indeed.
And it was a day or two later, my health teacher kind of takes me aside when everyone else is going off to a lab and then takes me down to the principal's office, and I'm... confused about what's going on, and then they go through my pockets, and they go through my locker.
Wow.
And, they
thought
call up
police.
My stepdad, and they have him pick me up and take me down to the doctor's office for a drug test.
Wait, this was at the private school or the government school?
No, this was at a public school.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's why I went to a private school.
Got it.
Wow, yeah. Man. Okay, now, I should ask you, how did your parents respond to that?
Well, at first they were, like, really concerned, and then they were kind of baffled because... I didn't really have a bad reputation at the school. I wasn't, like, one of the kids that should be a suspect by any means.
Wow. Well, you wrote a report, right. Is what happened.
Exactly, and that's what it came down to.
And you know what? That's tantamount to what happened to Loretta Knoll. She ran for governor in the state of Alabama this past year, And we had her on the show a few times. And originally what propelled her into the news, what got her active as a libertarian activist, was when she was raided. Her home was raided by the police looking for marijuana after she had written a letter to the editor in the newspaper in support of legalization of marijuana. So,
it must be a crime.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing as what happened to you, except a little more violent.
Wow.
Can you imagine Gardner being raided because you wrote a letter to the editor?
Jeez, you know, Marco, I had an agent out in L.A. when I was doing script writing, and I did something about government schools in a what they call a spec script, speculation script that I had to write for the show The Practice. And in it, I had a story about a kid who they had this thing called DRAC, Drug Resistance Awareness something or other, and instead of the whatever the thing,
there.
And basically, the kid switches urine samples with his father in just this bizarre way because the kid's been smoking pot. But it turns out his father's taking harder stuff, and he gets in even worse trouble. And you know, and that's just incredible that here you are writing something and. And they don't like your opinion.
Yep.
So instead of actually addressing the points in a logical manner, they use force and intimidation.
Shut him down.
Exactly. Wow. And I was like baffled at the whole situation. And people kept coming up to me. They're like, "Hey man, what'd you do? You must have done something pretty bad." And this was right after the whole trench coat mafia thing down. And soon after this, they banned trench coats and they banned bringing backpacks between classes.
You know, it's so sad is that a lot of people that pull their kids out of government schools, they have to have something traumatic happen to them like this before they decide, okay, enough of this, we're going to private schools. A lot of the people that pull their kids out of government schools aren't necessarily doing it because the teaching is lousy. They're doing it because their kids have been harassed or their kids have been harmed in some way. And Marco, we're glad you made it out okay. How did you feel about your experience at private school?
The difference was remarkable.
Really?
Like it changed me for the better in so many ways. My mother can attest to this for sure. When I went to this school for the first time, it was in this basement and we didn't have any equipment and it wasn't big at all. We had 25 students, but when I graduated and I started going to college, it was remarkable to me how uneducated the people were around me. And I don't mean to sound elitist at all when I say
no, it's
that.
Okay. I mean, that's what the system's designed to do. It's sad, but true. The system is designed to crank out a bunch of muprons.
By the time I was done with high school, I was familiar with all of Shakespeare's major works. I was fluent in second language, and it's really sad to me.
And the crime here
other
is
people don't have the same opportunity that I had.
And the crime here is that your parents had to pay tuition twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. Marco, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Look, I understand where he's saying, like, he doesn't want to put down these kids, and I don't either. I went to government school, too.
Yeah.
It was one of the gifted schools, so it's kind of like the upper echelon government school or whatever. But nonetheless, from what I've seen, the people who went to government schools are still capable of learning. They're still capable of understanding the ideas we're presenting. It's just that they're really lousy at spelling and sentence structure and doing other things that you need for basic life.
And, you know, Wayne, you brought it up, and I know off the air we were talking a little bit about this, about how your family homeschools, and you were talking about your son and how far ahead he is, how well he's doing in mathematics. And I asked, how old is he? He just said, oh, he's 11, you know. But you're getting nailed twice. You're taking three times, really. Your wife is taking time that she could be using working if the kids were at school. You have your tax money being taken. And then you have to spend the money on the tools and utensils that you're using at home.
Which probably isn't a lot of money, is it, Wayne?
Not really. It can get expensive if you want it to be, but you can do it pretty inexpensively.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, these kids are victims of abuse by a terrible system that is just harming their minds, and it's very sad. 1-800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of schools, I've had this sitting in my email box for a little while. I think this is a perfect time to get to it here in hour number three.
Mm.
The question is, the biggest gamble of your life, is college worth it? We're going to look into it and determine. Well, maybe it's not right for you, or maybe it is. We'll find out. But first, we're going to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah. So So listen, the term I like to use when I talk to people about the current state of schooling, I like to use the term Soviet-style schooling.
That's good stuff.
Right on. Very
now,
good.
Now, speaking of Soviet-style stuff, I was talking to a coworker the other day, and this guy, when he was growing up, he grew up in what was at the time communist Czechoslovakia, right?
Yeah.
And I find that folks from Eastern Bloc companies, they just have such insight into what's going on. And he pointed something out to me and some of the other people that were chatting with him. He said, you know, when they put the Berlin Wall up, it was all about keeping the bad capitalists out.
Mm-hmm. You can't have that because it's a disease that starts to spread. Well, now we're going to be putting up walls to keep out the big, bad immigrants, right?
Yep, it is just an interesting little parallel.
Yeah, well, it's
to keep the bad guys out.
It's a scary idea because I don't know why Americans don't get it. Why they can look at the idea of, for instance, a border wall or a border fence and think that this is a good concept? Hello, it's going to keep you in.
Yeah, and you know, Dennis, what's fascinating is I constantly encounter people here in New Hampshire, and I know, Dennis, you're aware of what's been going on in New Hampshire, and it's happened in about 40 other states around the country. There were these lawsuits against unequal education from town to town, and they are oriented. There was a website that was devoted to it for a while before they pulled it down because some of the free people were getting interested in downloading the information to expose them. They did it in Kentucky, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, everywhere, all over the country. They brought these lawsuits saying, well, since one town has to spend X amount per student and another town has to tax people X amount per house and so on and so forth on property taxes, that's not fair. It should all be equal and it should all be decided centrally. And, of course, people understood that if you can't have a free market, the closest you could come to it was at least have towns competing with other towns.
And they want to get rid of that.
They want to stop it.
Dennis, yeah. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Continuing, we'll discuss college and whether or not it is worth it. So many people, there's this huge myth in this country that everybody has to go to college. But maybe it's not such a good idea after all. Or at least for a lot of people. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.